Today's Shir is Masechta Zvachim Daf Lamed Ches. We will begin Beizer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Lamed Zayin, Umed Beiz, 15 lines from the bottom. We are continuing to learn the halachas that we discussed in the Mishnah in our previous Shir about how, that the Torah says that by all kabbanas, besides the kamachatas, the amount of zrikas, the amount of the applications of dam should be shtayim shenarba, two diagonal corners, and bekarbachatas it should be four applications on one on each corner. We have learned in the Mishnah that everybody agrees that by other karbanas, if you did only one application, it's acceptable. By karbachatas, we had a machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai said there was a minimum of two. And Beis Hillel said that by Karm Chattis as well, one is acceptable. The Gemara now begins to discuss what is the basis of this machloikis. And in order to understand the Shir, as we learned the Masechta Sanhedrin, there's a question of Yesh Eim LeMikra or Yesh Eim LeMesaira. The Mesaira is the way that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a letter in the Sefer Torah. And the Mikra is the way that it's read, pronounced. And the Machlokes, as we said in the Masechta Sanhedrin, is which is primary, the Mikra or the Mesaira? So now begins the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah V'chatzishtei Matanas, the amount of applications of Dam, according to Beis Shammai, the minimum amount is two, and Beis Hillel holds one. Amar Rav Huna, to which Rav Huna says, "My time to Beis Shammai." What is the basis for Beis Shammai's position? Says the Gemara, the Torah three times when it speaks about the carbon chattis that's brought on Mizbech Achitzon, use the word Kronos. And Beis Shammai, the Gemara is saying, holds Yesh Eim LeMikra. We follow the pronunciation. So all three times it's pronounced Beloshen Rabbim. So Kronos is a total of three times. But it's since, as we just said, they're listed in Loshen Rabbim, so they're considered like six, because Loshen Rabbim means a minimum of two. Hare Kan Shesh, Arba Lemitzvah. From here we learn that four corners are essential. You have to have four application. Vishtayim, that's the proper way, Vishtayim La'akif. Declared by saying it six times, says sometimes you must have all four. You have to have four to do it right, but two of those four are L'mitzvah. Beis Hillel asked the one on the coin to Beis Hillel, how will he understand this? He says, we go according to the way it's written. If we look in the Pasuk, the way it's written, twice it's written B'loshen Yochid, so Karnos equal to. One time it's written B'loshen Rabbim is Kronos, is a total of four. Harekan Arba. And what we learn is Sholosh L'mitzvah, three times are essential, V'achas Lakev, and one time is, three times is a mitzvah, and one time is essential. Ask the Gemara, Veima, if you're going to learn this way, ask the Gemara, Emekula L'mitzvah, maybe they're all coming to teach us that you should do it. But if you didn't do it, if you didn't do any Zrikas Adam, it will still be acceptable because all of them are just L'mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, Kapar B'chdilai Ashkechon. It's impossible to come up with a situation where you don't have to have any Zrikas Adam. Because as we often discuss, Zrikas Adam is essential to the kashrus of the carbon. And since Zrikas Adam is essential to the kashrus of the carbon, so that's why we have to have at least one. Vibay Seima, and the Gemara has a different approach now. Hanatama de Beis Hillel, what is the basis for Beis Hillel's opinion? Says the Gemara, because Ahani Mikra of Ahani Mesiris. The Gemara is learning now that Beis Hillel himself gives credence both to the Mikra and to the Mesira. So we follow the Mikra, as we said, we'll have six. It will have the Mesira, will have four. So Hani Mikra, by following the Yesh Emel Mikra, will go from 4 to 5. By following the Messiah, will go down from 6 to 5. And that's how we end up with 5. And we'll learn 4 ala mitzvah. And 5th one is absolutely, absolutely necessary. So the nafkamina, it will be that both of them will, both approaches will come up with the same result. That Beis Hillel holds that one application of dam is essential. The only machlokes is how will we get to it? Elamata, says the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to learn, that whenever there's a contradiction between the Mikra and the Mesorah, whenever there's a contradiction between the Mikra and the Mesorah, we try to make a compromise. So ask the Gemara, the Torah, we know that the Tefillin Shorosh have to have the 4 parshiyos of the Tefillin Shorosh in 4 separate compartments. The Pasuk says, L'taytofos, L'taytofos, L'taytofos. So if we follow the way the Torah, the Mesorah, so twice L'taytofos is B'loshin Yochid, without that extra Vav. And once it's with the extra Vav, so we'll have a total of 4, Harekan Arba. And that's how we'll come up to that there have to be 4 Batim. But ask the Gemara, if we just learned that according to Beis Hillel, what we do is we make a combination of the Mikra and the Mesorah. So ask the Gemara, Hani Krov, Hani Mesorah, let the Mikra and the Mesorah combine, and we'll end up the Chamisha Batim Le'el Mevid. You have to make 5 boxes. So the Rishonim ask, and the Rishonim and the Achronim ask, what does it mean that we should make 5 compartments? There are 4 parshas in the Torah that belong in the Tefillin. Why would we suggest that we should have to have 5 parsha? So the Meroy Mesodah says that the Gemara Masech Erevin, Daf Tzadik Vav Amar Aleph, says that the Pasuk says, V'shamatas chukah azois, and there's an opinion that holds that the parsha V'shamatas chukah azois should be in the Tefillin. And therefore, we know that it has to be, that's how we would have a 5th bias. It's also interesting to point out that in the previous Gemara, when according to Beis Hillel, the Gemara says we end up with 5, what the Gemara meant to say was 4 ala mitzvah, 1 is la'akiv. So why would we say the same by the Tefillin, that 4 bat will have 5, we'll end up with the number 5, and we'll say that 4 ala mitzvah, and 5, and the 5th one is la'akiv. So answer the Achroinim, the Seifam Tachas Binyonim, I saw gives this answer. He says, by Kachim, as we've learned so many times, there's a rule, Shana Lava Kosov La'akiv. The Torah says the Halacha twice. Why does the Torah say the Halacha twice? Because the Torah is trying to teach us that, it's la'akiv. And if it didn't say it twice, it's not la'akiv. So that's why, since only one of the corners, if we come up with the number 5, is mentioned twice, therefore only that corner is essential, the other one's not. There is no such halacha anywhere else in the Torah. When the Torah says us, tells us to do something, it tells us to do something, and doesn't say I have to say it twice. So if the Torah would be saying 4 batim, that's all that it is. So now we're back to our question, why are there now 5 batim in the Tefillin? Answers the Gemara, because of the Rabbi Akiva, because he holds that the definition of the word Taitophis, Rabbi Akiva says, Tat Bekasvi, the word Tat in the same, in the name, in the city, in the place of Kasvi is Shtayim, and Pas the Afriki also mean, it means 2. So Taitophis is total of 3. 4. It says, so of course, Taitophis asked the question. So if the Torah, if the word Taitophis means 4, and the Torah says the word Taitophis 3 times, so why don't I say that 3 times 4 equal 12? And we would have to have 12 batim in the Tefillin. So Taitophis answers that what the Gemara means to say is that the basic definition of the word Taitophis means 4. So it's not a question that we have to start figuring out how many batim there has to be in the Tefillin. Tartafis, by definition, means four. So there are many different pshatim, and how to understand what the Gemara means that it says tato, pass, means four. Many, the Shlah explains that the word tat, because the Shlah's problem is that we're using foreign words to in the Torah. So he says that actually tat and pass were originally from Lashon Kodesh. But we know, as the Torah tells us, the Baridora Floga, Kadosh Baruch Hu mixed up the entire world. And those words that were originally Lashon Kodesh words were transported to those countries. And since they were transported to those countries, that's why we think of them as foreign words. But they're originally Lashon Kodesh words. And the Kedusha Levi says that just like here we find the definition of Tartafos is tat, to pass, words that we really think are foreign. Often we find in Shasta, Gemara speaks about the word hein in Yevani in Greek. And what it means to say is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took these words, which are Lashon HaKadosh, and spread them all over the world. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, explains the Kedushas Levi, knew that Klal Yisrael is going to be sent in Golus all over the world. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that we will be sent in Golus all over the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us the Kedusha of Lashon Kodesh, that no matter where we are, we will have those a connection, wherever we are, we will have connection to the Torah. And that's why, as I said a moment ago, the Gemara we learned, the Gemara says in Masechta Horius, says in Masechta Krisis, that when they anointed the Kohen Gadol, they anointed him with like a letter of the Greek alphabet. What we're trying to symbolize with that is that the Kohen Gadol's Kedusha is not just limited to Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, but the Kedusha of the Kohens, the Kohen Gadol's Kedusha spreads all over the world. And I saw that the Mefarshim point out a step further. When a Jew puts on tefillin, what he's trying to, and the tefillin represent that he's connecting himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it really means is that a Jew is connecting himself to all the Jews around the world. The tefillin are the way that we all connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since they represent the way we all connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's critical that we represent that's shown that the Tartafos are not specifically used words that we normally think of as Lashon HaKadosh words. Ask Gemara Leva'atom that according to the way we're explaining Beis Hillel's opinion now, that when the Mikra and Mesorah are inconsistent, we come up with some compromise. So the Torah, when it speaks about the walls of the Sukkah, says, Besukkos, Besukkos, Besukkos. Here too, twice does the Torah say the word Besukkos, Lashon Yachid, and once does it say it, Lashon Rabbim. So if we follow the Mikra, it would be six. If we follow the Mesorah, it would be four. So according to the way we're learning now, ask the Gemara, Akani Mikra, Hani Mesorah, we should have a combination of the Mikra Mesorah, and therefore the halacha ought to be Chamsha Tafan Tabayla Mevid. The halacha is that we should have to have five walls to the Sukkah, and we know that the halacha is that we have to have four walls. And the Brisker Rav says, based on this Gemara, we learn a new halacha. We think of the walls around the Sukkah as the way to enclose the Sukkah, but we don't think of the walls as essential to the kashrus of the Sukkah. What the Gemara is teaching us here, says the Brisker Rav from his father, Reb Chaim, actually, is that just like we understand that a Sukkah without Tzchach is not a Sukkah, we're learning from here that the walls are not just there to make a Sukkah. The walls are essential to the kashrus of the Sukkah. Answers the Gemara Hassam, when we speak about the amount of times it says Besukkos, the way to understand is Chad Kula Lagufei. One pasuk is to teach us that there's a mitzvah to make a sukkah. That's one. The chalasecha. Another pasuk is needed to teach us, as we just said, that you have to have schach, because clearly a schach is the critical part of the sukkah. Also hilchasup. So now we're down to three. Also hilchasup, regard to l'shlishis. The halacha l'mashe m'Sinai teaches us that the third wall, because all that's what we have now left is three, it only is satisfactory if it's just a tefach big. Elamayata. So ask the Gemara, as we've often said, the Tarak Daish says that if a woman has a baby boy, she's tamei no matter what, and we always have to emphasize that these are the halachas midaraisa. This is not what we practice b'zman hazeh. But the Torah says that if a woman has a baby boy, she's tamei for 7 days no matter what, and then she's tahor no matter what for the following 33 days. But when the Torah speaks about a woman who had a girl, the Torah says the word shvuayim. But when we look at that word in the Chumash, that word could be pronounced shvuayim, which is the way we normally pronounce it, which means that the woman is tamei no matter what for 2 weeks, or it could be pronounced shivim. So the Gemara is saying that now we're the Mikra and the Messiah, according to Beis Hillel, contradict each other. We come up with a compromise. Elam Ata, when the Torah says, from the cave of Tale of Thomas Shu'ayim, and it could mean Shu'ayim, or it could mean Shivim. So why don't we say, again, that Ahani, why don't we come up with this approach, Ahani Krov, Ahani Mesiris, that we should have a compromise between the Mikra and the Mesira, and it should be, as the Retarta by Lamesif, she should be Tomei 42 days. Because according to the Mesira, there's 56 days more than the 14. Divide those 56 days, and we'll have 28, and we'll end up with 42. So why is the halacha that she's only tamei for 2 weeks? Answers the Gemara, Shani Osim Dixiv, V'tamei Shvayim Kenidosa. And I saw two pshatim how to understand this. One pshat that I saw is that since the Torah used the words kenidasa, so when we don't know how to pronounce the word shvuayim or shivim, we look at the word nidasa. Nidasa, we know that a woman is tamei nida, she's tamei for 7 days. So if we have a choice to pick 14 or 70, it makes sense to choose the 14, which is a lot closer to seven than than 70. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that kenidasa, as we just said, a woman, when she has tumas nida, needs to have zayin nekiyim. So the way we understand is that kenidasa adds 7 to the 7 days that even the woman who had a baby boy has to be tamei, and that's how we'll come up with 14, and 70 is not even a havamina to be a number. Says the Gemara, the Tana of the Brice that we're going to learn now has a different source, how we know that Matana Achas, just one Matana, even by Karmachatas, will be acceptable. The Tana, Maisla Mahocha, he brings it from the following. The Pasuk, when it speaks about the Karmachatas, says V'chiper, V'chiper, V'chiper. The Torah says the word V'chiper 3 times to teach us that even though we have to have 4 applications, l'chatchila, 3, if a three are missing, it's still acceptable. Says the Gemara. Mipnadin, we could have made an argument that all 4 applications are essential. Shiloch of Loy Dimhu. Nema Dhamma Lamata. The Torah speaks about Dhammim, about applying blood under the Chutah Sukkah by many Kabbonis. V'nemedam l'madla, where Torah speaks about the Karmachatis, where the dam is put on the upper half, on the corners. Ma'amatan dam ha'amorah l'mata, em nosim tanachas kippah. Just like, as we've been learning throughout our shiurim, that by all other Kabbonis, even though the Torah wants 2, if you did just 1, it's acceptable. From therefore, we would say after mamur lamala. So too, the dam that's said to be put on the upper half, emnos matanachas keeper. Or continues the brisa, kalech lederek su. We could take the following approach. Nemedam b'fnim. The Torah speaks about dam that has to be put on the chat, by the chatas pnimius. Nemedam b'chutz. And the Torah says dam has to be put by the chatas that's put on the mizbeach achitzin. Ma dam mamur b'fnim. Just like the aloch is that the dam that's put on the mizbeach, by the mizbeach apnimi, the aloch is chisa achs min amatonus loyos v'klum. If you miss any of the applications, the carbon becomes completely disqualified. After ma'amurim b'chutz, the aloch should be the chisa achs min amatonus loyos v'klum. If you're missing any of the applications, it's disqualified. So in other words, what the Bryce is saying is that we have two approaches on how to understand what to do. Do we learn chatas chitza from chatas pnimi, or do we learn chatas chitzen from the other carbonists that are brought on the mizbeach achitzin? So says the Gemara, near lemi daima, let's look what is a better match. We could argue, says the Gemara, dana chutz mechutz, it makes more sense to learn the carbon that's brought bechutz from another carbon that's brought bechutz, vein dana chutz mefnim, and not to learn from a carbon that's brought in the carbon that's brought outside the mizbeach achitzin from a carbon that's brought inside the mizbeach apnimi, suggests the Gemara. We can make a counter argument. Donan chatas abakronis. Both of these kabbonis that we're speaking about are karma chatas. By both of them, does the Torah say that we should put the dam in all four corners? Both chatas abakronis. And don't bring a rye from another carbon that doesn't have these attributes that are not a karma chatas and don't require lachatchila abakronis. So now we are stuck. What is the right halacha? Tamalayim of a chipper, of a chipper, of a chipper. That we learn the word v'chipper to teach us that even though the Torah says we should put on four applications, the first v'chipper teaches us shalapish le'nosan el sholish. Even if you only did three, it's okay. V'chipper the second time comes to teach us shalapish le'nosan el shtaim. Even if you only did two applications, it's acceptable. And the third time, the Torah says, v'chipas coming to teach us, that bishloi nosan lachas, that even if you only did one application, the carbon will still be kosher. But ask the Gemara, v'haimi b'alei l'gufei, one of the chipas are needed to teach us that the carbon, that by bringing this carbon, the person who brought the carbon has a kapara. So how can we say that the pasuk is these three v'chipers are all available to teach us about the non-essentiality of all these rikas adam? Answers the Gemara, Amarava Bar Ada, Mari Asberli. There was a Talmud Chacham whose name was Mari who explained this to me. Amakra, the pasuk says, v'chipa la mechatosai v'nislach lai, zui kapara zui slicha. So the fact that the carbon affects a kapara is already learned from the words nislachlai, and therefore the word kapara is superfluous. But ask the Gemara, the Ema, maybe the pasuk is coming to teach us that if you did the application below the Chutasikra, as we said a moment ago, the proper place of doing the Zrikas Adam of Karmachatas is Lamalam Chutasikra, on the upper half. But maybe what the pasuk says is the chipa abishlo nosan l'sholish l'mala, even though you only did three on the top half, and achas l'mato, three on the top half and one on the bottom. The chipa, the second time it says the chipa is to teach us abishlo nosan l'shtayim l'mato, v'shtayim l'mala, two on the bottom and two on the bottom half, two on the upper half. The chipa shabishlo nos l'mala ella l'mato, even if you didn't do them all on top, but you did them on bottom, they're acceptable. But not to say that they're not needed. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Adar Yitzchak, if the pasuk is coming to teach us that they could all be done lamata, then if you tell the Torah Abakronis, the Torah says we want you to put it on all four corners, and now we're saying that that's not required. Ask the Mavri Rechmana Amar, if that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is teaching us, that even though L'chatchila, they should be put on the upper half. But if you put them on the bottom half, it's still acceptable. So Levatlin, that's what the Torah says, and that's what the Torah says, that's good enough. Amar Rava, says the Gemara, Says the Gemara, it makes more sense that the word v'chiper that said three times is speaking about not necessarily putting him on the corner. Because if the pasuk is coming to teach us that you have to put on all applications, then if the Torah is telling us they have to do all applications, but they could be on the bottom half, then the Torah should have said the word v'chiper four times. Ask the Gemara, Amar. So maybe the way to understand it is that indeed the Torah only said the word v'chiper three times. And the way we're going to understand is that that really you're supposed to put all four on the corners on the upper half. And the Torah is telling us that if you put one on the upper corner and the other three on the bottom half, it'll be acceptable. Says the Gemara, that isn't an acceptable approach because there's no precedent of a carbon that part of the carbon is put on lamala mechuta sukkah, part of the dam is put on the upper half, and part of the dam is put on the bottom half. Ask them Rav Eloy, is that true? But Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Yuma Daf Nun Gimel Mabeis teaches us when the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh Kedoshim with the dam hapar and the dam hapar v'sashi of Kippurim, he would enter the Kodesh Kedoshim. And he would spritz from it eight times, connected the proichus. As the pasuk says, "V'hizu etzba pnei kapiris kaidma u'pnei kapiris yaz sheva pamim." So we learn from here the Gemara Masechta the Yuma. "V'hizu etzba pnei kapiris is achas lamala u'pnei kapiris yaz sheva pamim asheva lamata." So we see that v'tanan. The Torah, the halacha teaches us the Mishnah Masechta Yuma as he's a man achs lamala v'sheva lamata. So we do have a precedent for someone upper half and someone the bottom half. Answers the Gemara, that's not what the Mishnah over there means. What it means, as the Mishnah says, is kamatzlif. My kamatzlif, machar aviyad kamaganda. For example, when somebody gives malchus and bezdin, they hit the person with the strap on the back of his body, one behind, below the other. It doesn't mean one necessarily on the upper half and one on the bottom half. It just means that they did it near each other, but not upper and bottom. Here too, it's just the Rishonim explained, Taisus explains, the way the person who was sprinkling this blood towards the proichus, the Kohen Gadol, who was sprinkling this blood as he was standing in the Kodesh Kedoshim, facing the proichus, did he have his hand facing upwards or his hand facing downwards? But not that the dam was in different places. But ask the Gemara, there's another Mishnah, there's another halacha which is stated there in Masechta Yuma. The Mishnah says, "He's our Tarash Mizbeach Sheva Pamim, my love." What does that mean, a tarshal mizbeach? A palgin mizbeach, on the middle of the mizbeach. Kramin shitar tara, just like the sun is the middle of the sky, and the yoima, tar tara the yoima. And what the Gemara means to say is that you sprinkle the dam towards the wall of the mizbeach, and when you're throwing something towards the wall of the mizbeach, you're never going to be exact. Sometimes it's going to be in the upper half, and sometimes it's going to be on the bottom half. So you see another example where you can't have upper half and lower half. Says the Gemara, that's not what that Mishnah means. Amar Avi Bar Sheila Loi. It means agluye. It was sprinkled on the top of the mizbeach, as the pasuk says. V'yiras alakei yisrael v'tachas ragel kamatz livin sasaper koetzar shemayim l'toyar. It means the part of the top of the mizbeach. So it's all done on the top of the Mizbeach. Again, no precedent for upper and lower. Ask the Marveka Shirayim. But we know, as we've spoken and we'll continue speaking, that the Shiori Adam of the Karban are poured, of the Karban Chattis, are poured on the Yisoid. Now the Yisoid is on the bottom of the Mizbeach. So we see that part of the dam is put on the upper half, on the corner, and part of the half is put on the bottom. And it says the Gemara, Shraim Loim Akfi. The putting Shiori Adam should be put on the Yisoid, but if you don't do Shiori Adam, the carbon is still kosher. Asked Rav Kishraim Apnimi, but what about the Shraim of the carbon and chattis that's brought inside the Mizbeach? They could demand the Amor, the Makvi, that there are opinions that say that there the pouring of the Shraim on the side of Mizbeach are essential. Answers the Gemara, B'chad Makum Kamrinin. When we're looking for a precedent, part on the top and part on the bottom, is when it's all within one Mizbeach. Here, it's not all within one Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Tanya Rebelezer Ben Yaakov, Emre Beisham, Emre Shtei, Makonos Shibachatos, two applications of Dam by the Karmichatos, V'achas B'kol Zvochem Atiros, and one by all other Kabonis, I will make the carbon kosher, and since these are absolutely necessary, mefaglois. The halacha is that in order for carbon to become pigel, it's a mefaglim b'mchatzi mater. It's going to be a rule that we're going to learn many times. And the halacha of a mefaglim b'mchatzi mater tells us that a carbon is only pigel if it did it pigel throughout the entire avoida. But if it wasn't pigel throughout the entire necessary avoida, it doesn't become pigel. So here the Gemara is teaching us that the halacha is that according to Beis Shammai, that by carbon chattas, you have to have two applications. The carbon will not become pigel unless you had the machsheves pigel of chutzlus manoi by both applications. Beis Hillel Imrim, Beis Hillel's opinion has been achas bechattas and achas bekolas vachem. Only one application is essential. Therefore, materis mefaglis. You'll become pigel even by just one application because that's all that's necessary for the kashrus of the carbon. So ask the Gemara, Maskula Rav Oshia im Kain, listening Abikul Beis Shammai V'chom Beis Hillel, the Mishnais Masechta Idyos Perek Dalet, list the places where Beis Shammai is a Mekel and Beis Hillel is a Machmer. And according to the way we're learning now, Beis Shammai ends up being the Mekel, because it'll only become Pigel if you had that Machshava by two applications. Beis Hillel, it already become pigel even by one application. So why is enlisted there as a kula? Why is enlisted there as a chumra beis hillel? Answers the Gemara Amalei Rava Kiyichel Teirichel. When we look at this discussion, this the Havli beis shemel chumra. There are two perspectives to this discussion, says the Gemara. One perspective is that how many applications must you have by Karmach Chattas? When we look at it from that perspective, Beis Shammai is the Machmer, because Beis Shammai says you have to have two applications. And Beis Hillel is the Mekel, because he says one application is sufficient. When we look at it from the perspective of Pigel, there indeed, Beis Shammai is the Mekel and Beis Hillel is the Machmer, says the Gemara. But our perspective in this Gemara has been from the perspective of how many applications must you have. And from that perspective, Beis Hillel is the Mekel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sholosh Matanos Shebechatas. The halacha is that the three matanos by Karmel Chattas, even though they're not essential, this is according to, obviously, the opinion of Beis Hillel, that the halacha is that he only requires one matana. But of course, Beis Hillel agrees, as we've been learning, the lechatchila, we should do all four. It says the Gemara, they may not be brought Belila, they may not be brought at night, even though the carbon has already been effective, and it's not what's making the Zrika. And normally, of course, the halacha is the Zrika can only be done by day. And we would think that since this the Zrika is not essential, and since this Zrika is not essential, we would think that if you did it by night, it would be fine. Still, it can't be brought at night. On the other hand, Bas Lachamisa, one of the halachas that we often learn in Shas is about a carbon chatos is not brought after the person who was obligated and brought the carbon chatos passed away. And the reason is that the purpose of the Karmic Chattas is to affect Kapara, but Misa already affects Kapara. And since Misa already affects Kapara, there's no point of that. And here we're learning that since the important Zrika was done while he was alive, we could do the other Zrikas even after he passed away. The halach is that we're not allowed to do any avoid of a carbon outside of the Azara. And the Torah is telling us that even though these Zrikas are not essential, but since these are avoiders that can be done and should be done inside the Beis HaMikdash, if you do them outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're chayif for doing something outside the Azara. Amar Papa. So Papa says, when we speak about these three matanas by the Karmic Chattas, which are not essential, yesh man ketchilasai, some of them are treated like the first matana, and yesh man ketzayif, and some of them are not treated, they're treated like the shrayim. And he explains, chutz, the halacha that they can only be put on the Mizbeach, and not outside of the Mizbeach. For Laila, the halacha that they could only be taught by day, not by night. The halacha, Zor, that if it was a Yisrael who put them on the Mizbeach. The halacha of Klisharis, that they have to be sprinkled from the Klisharis. The halacha of Keren, that they have to be put on the corner. The halacha that you have to use an etzba, your finger, to put them on the Mizbeach. Kibbutz, there's a halacha that if some of the blood of the Karmic Chattas splattered on the Big Day Begodim after he is splattered on the Big Day Kuna, that begodim needs to be washed. And here too, the halacha is that it has to be washed. For Shirayim, the halacha is that if you accepted the dam of the Karmic Chattas in four separate cups and you put dam on each corner from a different cup, and you have leftover dam in each corner, the halacha in each cup, even though you have dam left over in the three cups with us entire putting them on the Mizbech is not essential, ketchilasam, that's treated like the first application. Misa, the halacha is if they were brought after the death of the person, Misa, that they're treated like Shrayim, Lashaya. The halacha is that the basar of this carbon became mutter after the first application, and the fact that the person died afterwards doesn't make a difference. V'loy meflagla, as we've learned, that since these applications are not essential, if there was a machsheves pigel of the machtana rishayna, if the first application was done properly, and there was a machshavas pigel during these other three applications, the carbon will not become pigel. The halach is that if the blood of a karmic chattas was brought into the Beis HaMikdash, the halach is that the karmic chattas becomes pasul. That halach will not apply to this stam, because saifam, they're treated like the shrayim. To which says Rapapa, Amra Papa Mnon Milo, from where do I know this halacha? The Tanan. The Mishnah teaches us, we're going to learn the Mishnah later in the Masechta, on Daf Tzad Gimel, Amr Aleph. Nitas Menatzavar ala Beged, if blood from the neck of the animal splattered on the Big Dekuna, ain't a time kibus. Because the Pasuk says, Vashiyaz Medom ala Beged, Ashiyiz ala Techabas B'makim Kodesh. And the Pasuk says, the extra words are Ashiyiza. So the Gemara over there teaches us, "Bedam haroy lazar hakasam adaba." The blood that could be used for sprinkling on the mizbeach—that's where there's a halacha of that dam comes on the Big Day Kuna. The Big Day Kuna must be washed. But if the dam comes from the neck, and as we've learned many times in a masechta, dam that was not caught into a kli sharis is not dam that we could do zrikas adam with. And since, therefore, this dam that went directly from the neck onto the Big Day Kuna is dam that we won't be able to do Zrikas dam with, the halacha that if such dam goes on the Big Day, if dam of the Karmic Chattas sometimes goes on the Big Day Kuna, they have to be washed, won't be applicable. Furthermore, min haKeren, if the dam splattered from the Keren onto the Big Day Kuna after the Zrikas Adam, u min haYesoid, or if the dam was, the Shiroya dam were put on the side, and then they splattered onto the big dekuna, here too, enaton kibbutz. They won't require kibbutz. Because the pasuk of a shiaza means that anything that still needs to have zrikas dam, but anything that, any blood that already was part of the zrikas dam, the remaining blood won't require kibbutz. Haroyal Karen, but if haroyal Karen, if dam that could still be put on the Karen and was not yet put, and before the zrikas dam took place, that dam splattered on the big dekuna, there the halacha will be ton kibbutz, it will require kibbutz. So we see that this halacha that applies to any dam that's going to be put on any corner, not just the first corner, but all the corners have this halacha. Ulatameich asked the Gemara, we just said that if dam splattered from the shiore dam that were poured on the yisoid, ain't a ton kibbutz, hamina royal yisoid, it seems to teach us that dam that was already put on the yisoid, it was poured onto the yisoid and then it splattered onto the big dekuna, doesn't need washing. But let's say the dam was waiting to be poured onto the yisoid and it spilled onto the big dekuna, it would be ton kibbutz. But ask the Gemara, the pasuk, as we just said, teaches us ashiyizaksiv prat lezeh shekvar huzo. We just learned that any dam that already had zrikas adam, there's no chiyuv of kibbutz. Answers the Gemara, Hamani, who is the Tana that taught that Mishnah, that dam that's waiting to have pouring on, that's considered shiori adam, that's waiting to be poured on the soil and mizbeach, if it splatters on the big dekuna, requires kibbutz. It's following the opinion of Reb Nechemya. The Tanan says the Gemara, Reb Nechemya Amar, Shiori Adam, Shekrivim B'chutz, if we have the Shiori Adam that was brought, that are not essential, Shekrivim B'chutz, but instead of pouring them on the side, you took him Chutz Lazara, Yechayif Chorus, it's considered like you did something Chutz Lazara. And therefore, if Rav Nechemya takes the strict approach to the Shiori Adam, that if they're taken outside the Dazara, Yechayiv Misa, he'll take the same approach that if you didn't pour it yet on the Yisoid HaMizbeach and it splattered onto the big dekuna, the halacha will be that you need to have, the halacha will be that you'll have to have a new, you'll have to have kibbutz.